AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are tumbling toward its lowest point in more than a year. After a slight bump after the Federal Reserve announced a hike in interest rates, the numbers on Wall Street have gone lower. Greg McBride is with Bankrate.com.
Stocks, which have done really, really well in an environment of ultra-low interest rates, are having to recalibrate for this environment of higher interest rates.
McBride says growth stocks that are closely tied to interest rates are showing the most volatility. New York's Attorney General Letitia James announced a new state program that would provide increased funding for abortion providers in the state.
This will not go to individuals, but actually to abortion providers and nonprofit organizations aimed at facilitating access to abortion care.
James says she expects 26 states to ban abortion or to severely limit access to abortion if Roe v. Wade is overturned in the Supreme Court. A new AP NORC poll shows about one in three U.S. adults believe an effort is underway to replace native-born Americans with immigrants for electoral gains. About 3 in 10 also worry more immigration is causing native-born Americans to lose their economic, political, and cultural influence. The U.S. is suspending 25% import taxes on Ukraine's steel in a show of support for the country's beleaguered economy during the Russian invasion. A small number of coronavirus patients are relapsing after taking Pfizer's antiviral pill, raising questions about the drug at the center of the U.S. response effort. More bodies have been pulled from the ruins of a luxury hotel in Cuba's capital, bringing the official death toll from a powerful explosion at the iconic building to 35. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth will not attend the state opening of Parliament due to longstanding mobility issues. This is AP News. The committee investigating the Capitol riot may ask the former president or former vice president to appear.
The 9-member legislative panel has already interviewed nearly 1,000 people. The question remains if it will seek to question former President Donald Trump about pressuring his vice president, Mike Pence, to use his role in presiding over the January 6th, 2021 election vote count to try to block or delay Joe Biden's certification. Some lawmakers on the panel say they've obtained all the information they need from other witnesses and documents without needing to hear from Trump or Pence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A source tells the AP Denver Nuggets big man Nikola Jokic has earned his second straight NBA Most Valuable Player Award. The 7-foot center became the first player in league history to get 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 500 assists in one season. Ed Donahue, AP News.